It was exciting to get playing music again and realize I wasn't going to become a gynecologist or a stand-up comedian or a documentarian or a chef at Taco Bell.
After Jesse Malin released his fourth album, On Your Sleeve, a few years ago, he was left in a bit of a funk. Camped out in his sister's apartment, he tried to figure out his next move. During that time of uncertainty, he took a bunch of odd jobs, DJing weddings, working in Vegas, opening a pizza shop. He even thought of doing some spoken word projects, too. But then, luckily, inspiration hit, and he was right back in the studio recording a new batch of songs for his latest record, Love It to Life. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Jesse Malin began his career at the young age of 13, played in a variety of different groups around New York City, until settling in as the lead singer of the punk band D-Generation. Jesse Malin spent the last decade as a solo artist, and over this time, he's gained the respect of fans and musicians alike. Malin has collaborated with the likes of Springsteen, Jacob Dylan, and Ryan Adams, and he's garnered the affection of music critics as well, who are especially praising his new record, Love It to Life. In fact, All Music Guide calls it the best material of his career so far. And interestingly, the inspiration for the new album came from a run-in with the law. During a period when he was taking a break from music, he began working on a documentary about J.D. Salinger. Jesse set off to New Hampshire to find the reclusive writer, but when he got too close to the famous author's house, the local police found the greasy rocker to be a bit too suspicious looking and hauled him right off to jail, as he told FUV's Darren DeVivo.
I was a writer doing research, and they were really serious about this. I guess people have come up there and bothered the old guy. And then they looked me up. I said, no, really. And they went on the computer on the thing, and they saw a video with me and Bruce Springsteen doing Broken Radio. And then that kind of validated it, and then they let me go. But I get more scared out of New York. You know, I've been in prison, in jail, the Tombs, overnight in New York for when I opened for Kiss with D-Generation at the Garden. I was celebrating, and I was trying to make it to the sidewalk. I had an open container, and I wasn't even on 7th Avenue. I was under that pavilion there by the train station. And I said, I'm a New Yorker. I waited my whole life to play the Garden. And they put the cuffs on me. It was Giuliani era, and they were taking a lot of people in. So I had spent a couple days down there. And this was scarier. It's more like out of New York has more of that deliverance backwoods. You don't know what's going to happen. This city, I kind of have a sense.
I'm living in the last year of my
Have you gone through periods where the songs are coming no matter what?
I think there's a quote that Joe Strummer once said, no input, no output. And I think you constantly have to be bringing things in. And so for me, if I listen to even London Calling, which I've been listening to my whole life, I don't hear it the same way. It doesn't always inspire me because I'm used to it. But things that are new, when the first time you hear them or the first time you see a film or meet a person or, you know, read a book or something, it kind of can give you that instant thing and you want to run and pick up the guitar or there's an energy. And I'm always carrying a pen around, even if I'm in the movie theater, I'm writing on my hand or the popcorn bag, or, you know, I go in bars and I listen to what people are saying and writing on napkins. But I think you got to have stuff, and constantly, you know, having the same five records just doesn't do it for me. I need to constantly be putting things in and spitting them back out. But you definitely go through periods where you might write less. I think once one song starts happening and two, you feel the confidence or you feel the energy and you see a body of work and then you start to build from it.
Spell only fall.
Live music from Jesse Malin and the song Burnin' the Bowery from his latest album, Love It to Life. Check out more exclusive sessions from the FUV studios online anytime at WFUV.org. Today's Take 5 was produced by Alisa Ali.